Charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Which, look at that, Friday came around quite quickly.
Thank God for that. Good morning. Welcome to the weekend.
Through. It did.
To be fair, 4 day week, easy enough to get to Friday. Yeah.
Absolutely grand. It's my birthday tomorrow.
Yes. I know, yeah. Happy 29th birthday.
Not going to lie, that's something that I learned yesterday. Yeah. And now it's an annual reminder in my calendar.
I think I learned it about 4 days ago myself. I just completely forgot it was my birthday.
29 is a good year, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
I've enjoyed my last, nine months of being in my 20s.
I think I loved 29.
Yeah, 29 is a good year.
Good
that's
fun.
Crazy. I think that's it's because
you're
just 20.
I think you're a little bit like worried that, you know, 30's coming. So you're kind of like, oh, I'll just do whatever. And you kind of become your own person. You kind of like stop caring about certain things.
Yeah.
I really do mean this. By the time you get halfway through 29, you'll be like, you'll feel like 30.
Yeah, that's actually how I feel.
That's fair, yeah.
30 will just be like, oh, I already am though.
Yeah.
You won't even feel weird about turning 30.
I kind of feel like that already with 29 because loads of my friends are 29. And the great thing about being with a partner who's a good few years older than you is you always feel super young. So
I know.
I got a present from my friend yesterday early and I opened it because I was there with her in person. So I did it 2 days early.
Go on.
And I'm so excited.
What'd you get?
It's the loserest present ever and I loved it so much. It's a knitting bowl. And it's a bowl to hold your wool when you knit. And it has a little like kind of spiral gap in the side of the bowl. So you feed the
string
through.
Right.
And then you pull the string and the bowl and the ball just topples
just
in
to
the
say,
bowl.
Sorry, it is 29, not 79.
Yeah.
I know. Who knows what I'll be getting then?
God, by then.
Teeth.
A knitting cup.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm feeling so full of love and joy this morning.
Tell us all.
From all of the love and the girly joy I experienced last night. Okay, disclaimer. My friend turns 30 tomorrow and we're going away on a big trip today and it's all been a big surprise. I've not been allowed to talk about it on the show because she's known nothing about it and she still doesn't know where she's going.
Oh, cool.
Right?
That's fun.
But I've told her not to listen to the radio this morning. Said at this stage, gal, I need to be talking about it. We've stopped.
Yeah, we need content for the show.
Our lives are fodder.
So if you're listening, turn off.
So we're going to Amsterdam later, which
nice
is very
one.
Exciting
oh, class.
To celebrate our birthday with the big gang. But last night, and it was so strange because I was with my friends about 2 weeks ago. We were in the Two Sisters and even though I had my flights well booked, I was like, any plans for your 30th? And she was like, no, I don't really like I'm grand. I'm not going to do much.
I'd be the same.
So I'd be too afraid to ask that question.
I know,
you're
but
brave.
Then it kind of made me a little bit sad because she was like, I haven't really heard anything like, you know, her sister Avian, but she was like, Avian would normally be all over stuff like this. But I think like for once she's taken me seriously that like, I don't really want to do anything for my 30th. And it did fill me with a little bit of sadness.
Yeah,
but she's the same girl then who would make everyone else feel so special kind of a thing. Anyway, so because these girls are very cutesy and very thoughtful, it's not just the trip to Amsterdam. Oh, no. We need to kick off the weekend on a Thursday with a girly sleepover, of course.
So that's what we did last night.
And that's what we did last night. But of course, then, just to make it even more special, Blana wasn't to be told that anyone apart from her sister was to be at the house because everything has to be exciting.
Oh, well.
just remember, you're on air.
But everything has to be next level, do you know what I mean? So
they're not listening.
We arrive over at about 7 o'clock, expecting Blanith for about 7:30, and it's myself, my sister, and Blanith's other like really, really close friend. But Blanith obviously doesn't know there's any urgency because she thinks she's called over to her sister before some trip tomorrow. So she keeps kind of checking in without being too obvious. How are you getting on? She's like, yeah, I think I'll start my tan there. This is a quarter to nine.
No!
Yeah.
It's a quarter to nine.
No sign of her. We're looking at our balloons. We've had our dominoes. I'm like, I need to be going to bed
soon,
lads.
You've eaten all the food.
I'm up, like, really soon for work.
Oh, my God.
So eventually, Ave puts the pressure on a little bit, being like, come here. We'll just come over. I'm so tired. You can do your tan over here or whatever. And she's like, yeah, grand. I just haven't really packed yet. Blana arrives into her sleepover at 10:10 last night.
No,
Emma.
To crying, obviously. Lots of crying. Lots of hugs. Lots of crying.
Most people crying because they're so tired.
There's an area of the room that even us weren't allowed to enter until Blana arrived.
No, stop.
So we all then walked into the sitting room where there was boxes with their faces cut out. And because she didn't have any lollipop sticks to hold them up with, they were on Halloween leftover sparklers. has
oh, that's dangerous.
Quite dangerous. Holding
what's
up
going
our faces.
On?
In each individual box was a pair of fluffy socks, some hair bubbles, a face mask and pajamas.
Oh my
right?
God.
But then the other side of it was to add, I can't keep up with all the lies, lads, for surprises.
Yeah.
The other layer of lying and surprises was that Blanith was told that her best mate who was there, Roisin, couldn't come on the trip because she's working all weekend. And that's been kept up until last night.
So that's
until Blanith went through her box and at the bottom discovered Roisin's passport. Guess what happened?
She...
More crying.
I was about to say, I could have guessed that.
Lots
now.
Lots more crying.
Now, so she knew she was going on a trip. She just doesn't know she's going to Amsterdam.
And she still doesn't know she's going to Amsterdam. So if you DM that girl, I swear, I'll find you.
Do not.
Oh, my God. And so did you sleep over?
I did, yeah. At about 10 to 12, I was like, guys, I got to go. I got to go.
So you left?
No, I went up to the spare room.
Oh, so you nice. Didn't sleep over?
I
okay.
slept over.
I thought you were
going
to go home to your own bed.
No. I was grand where I was. That just wouldn't have been too much.
10 to 12. Oh. I got into bed last night at 10 o'clock being like, this is way too late.
And all I could hear downstairs in the bedroom was, the shackles of my feet so and it was like, you know that murmur, I just want to breathe. And that's so true. On Spin.
There she is, Gracie Abrams, the new Irish celebrity in law.
Yes.
You can kind of call her that.
She's one of her own now.
Very, very talented. She is a fantastic artist. She's also a Nepo baby, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
J.J. Abrams.
Who's that name?
Isn't he like a movie actor? He's like a director. Yeah.
Okay.
She's an Epo baby, but she's very talented. She's very good. She's going out with Paul Mescal. So we absolutely love her. She has dates for her Secret of Us tour all over Europe, which is exciting. But she recently announced her support act is going to be an artist called Dora Jar. Okay. I googled her. It says she is an American bedroom pop musician from Northern California.
Cool.
I don't know what bedroom pop
I
is.
I don't like bedroom pop.
What's bedroom pop?
I don't know.
I guess it just means like singing into a hairbrush into a mirror.
It's giving like I produce myself in my bedroom.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't really like
it. Seems
the
like
term.
A bit of a diminishing.
This. Yeah.
It's giving pillow
you're a bedroom pop star.
Yeah, it's yeah, very like yeah. pat on the head, yes. stay in your lane.
But she has been doing quite well for a bedroom pop star. She supported acts like Billie Eilish and the 1975 on arena tours, so
oh,
she's
wow.
doing quite well. However, that wasn't good enough for Gracie Abrams fans because they started a petition to replace her as the support act.
Oh no!
And you may
why?
Be thinking, oh, is this because maybe they're not a good person? Maybe they've had a bad past? Maybe they have some weird skewed views or something
Dora
like that?
What did Jar do?
Yeah, what did she do? No, none of that. She's just not known enough for Gracie Abrams
don't
fans.
Be mean, guys.
She's not famous enough,
Gracie
right?
Gracie Abrams isn't even that well known. Like, we wouldn't have known her a year and a half ago.
Yeah, but the younger people would, wouldn't they?
The Americans more so, I think.
But, yeah, like, it's not like it's Beyonce with a crappy support artist.
Yeah, but the creator of the petition said, many fans, including myself, are baffled by the recent announcement. We are perplexed as we do not recognise her, and with less than 2 weeks till the tour, it's virtually impossible to familiarise ourselves with her slow-paced songs.
Wow. Okay, don't be cruel, guys. It's nice that Gracie is giving people an opportunity.
I thought so too.
Yeah, for,
she goes on to go, for a memorable concert experience and opening act should set the mood and get the crowd excited, but Dora's slow-tempo songs may not achieve this goal, right?
Okay, because so, Gracie's are so fun and okay, yeah, True is good, but,
yeah, but
others are quite slow.
Others are quite slow, I would have thought. But Dora Jar basically responded saying, don't worry, this doesn't bum me out. I'm here to perform all the music. Loving, open-hearted fans. Those who aren't interested can go buy merch while I'm playing. She then jokes saying, I signed the petition too, but rehearsing these songs just in case I remain the opener.
good for her. What a great way
a
to react.
Crack, yeah,
I thought it was a bit of crack. Gracie Abrams then came out and said, just hearing about this absolutely ridiculousness, so wildly uncool and bizarre, and also just does not remotely add up. I've only seen everyone's total excitement, and I couldn't be luckier or prouder to share a stage with the talented wonder. Stream everything she's ever made, whether or not you're coming to the show. Dora forever and ever. And I was like, that's very cute.
Very nice
to have your back of your support act. But also, this is not like the first time this person is who made the petition or people who are signing the petition are acting like this is the first time an opening act has not been known.
Oh, yeah.
But like this person could go on and do amazing things.
And you'd be like, I saw her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Gavin James open for Codeline. And that is it. But then he went on to do good things. And I think he's bigger than Codeline now. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Anyway, probably.
But I've come up with a list of people who supported other artists that, like, absolutely insane. Britney Spears opened for NSYNC. She was their support act.
Whoa.
Yeah. Kanye West was a support act for Usher.
Whoa.
Taylor Swift support act was Ed Sheeran at one stage. The Pussycat Dolls. Guess who the Pussycat Dolls had as their support act back in 2009?
Destiny's Child.
Maybe.
Oh no, 2009.
But also, Lady Gaga.
Oh my God.
Was the support act. Dolls. The Pussycat Dolls, right? Justin Timberlake had The Weeknd support them. How bizarre is that?
That's mad.
Back in 2006, the Black Eyed Peas, who opened for them? Rihanna. You're talking like
that's
these are
crazy.
Massive artists that
I know
you could
not
see.
Totally the same level, but I do remember that gig a few years ago. But I think we're going back to 2019 here. Mumford and Sons, Malahide Castle, support act Dermot Kennedy.
Seriously,
yes, I was
like,
there.
Brilliant.
There yeah. you go. Before Coldplay became Coldplay, they supported Muse. And in 1999, Foo Fighters opened for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, what a gig!
Foo Fighters. What a gig that would have been.
Unbelievable. I haven't ever seen the day though. Do you remember that Mumford and Sons gig, Ash? And
yes.
the crowds of people getting in for Dermot.
Yeah.
It was like proper two.
That's great.
The
yeah, it was a stampede.
Yeah, it was class.
We were just talking about Gracie Abrams' tour there and the fact that a petition was set up because the fans didn't like her chosen support.
Dora Jar.
Yeah. And I remember whenever I went to a Beyonce concert, she would always have a really like unknown support
really?
Act. Yeah, it was quite unusual because you kind of think with the bigger act, you're going to have a bigger support act.
Yeah.
She always had like really unknown people. And I remember one gig in the Three Arena, she had this fella and I'll never forget him, but I've never seen him do anything else. His name was Luke James. And literally before and after every song, he would go, "My name is Luke James." And I've remembered his name forever, but he hasn't done a tap.
Remember it.
Yeah, yeah,
remember
yeah.
the name.
Technique.
Yeah. Well, didn't really work out
it
very well for him.
Too well. It's a big weekend in the US of A because Sunday is Super Bowl Sunday.
I feel like I always hear so much about Super Bowl and I haven't heard a tap this year.
I think it's been low profile this year, and I was chatting to Phil, our kind of resident sports guy in here, and he was saying people aren't as excited about it because the two teams playing, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, took on each other 2 years ago.
Oh.
So it's sort of just like...
And also the fact
that,
last year was very exciting because it was like, would Taylor make it to the Super Bowl to see
yeah,
Travis
yeah,
Kelce?
Because she was on the Eras Tour.
She was on the Eras Tour and she had to fly home from Japan or something.
And now you're like, she's definitely going to be there because she's not doing anything else at the moment. So yeah, Travis Kelce being Taylor Swift's boyfriend, he plays for the Kansas City Chiefs and they're going for three in a row, which they'd be the first team to ever win three Super Bowls in
That'd
a row.
That'd be cool.
A three-peat is what they call it in the States. And yeah, Philadelphia Eagles are the team that the gang love in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm up for them.
Okay.
And
you don't want to see Travis Kelce get a three-peat?
He does seem like a nice guy.
I do like
him. I'd be happy enough for him. I really don't care. But obviously, everybody cares about the Super Bowl halftime show. I feel like it is a real genius move because it makes the world actually take notice of the Super Bowl because
True.
The biggest artists in the world do that 13-minute performance.
But like, they go on tour all the time. Why do we care so much about this one performance?
What I love seeing is, you know, those like fast-forwarded videos of how they transform the middle of the pitch.
Yeah, they're cool.
13 minutes to take it off again. I just think the what would you say, like the showmanship,
the mechanics of it. Yeah.
It's like a greatest hits as well because it's only 13 minutes. So Kendrick Lamar obviously performing this year with SZA coming on as well. Can you name the last three
what?
Out of interest Super Bowl halftime
yes.
show
I'll
performers?
Take you back a few years ago, and it was when Dre, Eminem, and all those lads,
correct,
Mary J. Blige.
That was 2022.
That was 2022.
Yeah. So
but
you're
then
sure?
We had Rihanna last year.
You had Usher last year and Rihanna the year before.
Oh,
is it 2 years?
2 years
since
Rihanna.
Since
Rihanna's baby bump.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My goodness.
Oh my God.
That baby's
that
now a real baby.
That's
mad.
That's mad, isn't it?
Not mad the way that works.
That's cross. She had it.
Yeah,
no way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh God, the Rihanna performance feels like yesterday.
I know. I kind of forgot about the Usher one.
I don't think I watched the Usher one.
Yeah. I kind of tried to find out when the whole halftime show thing kicked off. And I found on Wikipedia they've like every performer who's ever performed. In the 60s and 70s, it was always just like the local university marching band.
Stop.
1989 had Elvis Presto, which was an Elvis impersonator.
Elvis Presto.
No way.
Yeah, literally. 1991 had Disney characters and 2,000 local children.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Must have been in Florida or something.
Yeah. 1995... had on the list Indiana Jones, not even Harrison Ford. Actual Indiana Jones was listed. And then 96 was kind of the first big solo name, which was Diana Ross. And then from then on, you would recognise everybody.
Interesting.
I want to set Emma a small challenge.
Right.
I'm going to give you 2.5 minutes and I want you to jot down 5 songs you think will definitely be in Kendrick's halftime show performance.
Oh, that'll like, be good.
Definitely. Not which ones you want, but five you definitely will. And if you get them all right, we'll come back on Monday. You are a certified Kendrick fan, and if you get any of them wrong, you're a flop.
And I will be the official Kendrick Lamar stan of the show.
You've gone to one concert with me.
Yes.
And I'll be a bigger fan because I've listened to his new album once.
Come here. Go away.
I have this thing, like whenever I come home from a night out and I'm like ready to stay up late, we'll just watch a load of Super Bowl halftime shows. We're like, all right, have you seen this one? We'll watch this one. Do you have a favourite Super Bowl halftime show? I know yours is probably Beyonce.
I'm obviously going to say Beyonce, but...
Do you know what? Probably not my favourite, but thinking off the top of my head, I really enjoyed all the rap a few years ago.
Yeah, that was good.
That was really entertaining to have so many moving parts.
Katy Perry's being very good.
Katy Perry's was class.
It was mental.
It was really good.
Wasn't it? Gaga flew down off the roof for a minute. It looked like that was cool as well. Okay, so I've come up with?
Five
songs that Kendrick Lamar is definitely going to perform at the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Yes.
Or else I'm not a certified stan.
Pressure.
Okay. All right. It is Super Bowl Sunday in America this weekend. And in Ireland, that means, Kendrick does the 13-minute performance.
Yep.
And we get to see it on Monday morning when we wake up.
Exactly. So people over here are excited about that. And no one more so than Emma Nolan, because Emma is a massive Kendrick Lamar stan. He's probably your favourite artist, isn't he?
I'd say so, yeah. Obviously, it's hard to pin down one, but I would go with that.
I don't struggle with that one now. I find that quite easy, but yes. So we've set Emma a mini challenge. Emma, you must name 5 songs that you think Kendrick will definitely perform in his 13 minutes on Sunday night. And if you get any of them wrong, Dave becomes the certified Kendrick stan. And everybody,
just to be clear, down. Thinks you're be great. Humble.
Is that all you know about him?
Boom. Cool. That's one,
so
right?
So frustrating. So I'm
Did
very passionate
it?
Because that does not deserve to be the Kendrick fan on the
There's
show.
There's a lot on the line for
there
you here.
There is. Okay, so I was just thinking about it there very quickly. A lot of the time you don't get like full songs in during the Super Bowl performance. You get like a flavour of a lot of their work.
Yes.
So I think he's going to delve into some of his old stuff that was big from his first couple of albums. He'll obviously do a couple from this album, so he had a little bit.
Yeah.
And then DNA was a hit. It's a big album for him. It really established him in 2018. So look, I'm pinning a lot of hopes on this, and I'll provide reasons for my answers, but I do think this has to be in there. I'd be shocked if not. It's got to be Humble.
Hello, be humble. Hello. What? Sit down. Be humble.
Be humble.
Yes, yes.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Be humble.
Be humble.
Tell him sit down.
Do you know that was actually a caption on one of my posts on my J1? It was when I was sitting down beside one of the stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and my caption was, sit down, be humble.
Was that song big at the time?
It was, yeah.
That's fun.
I'm such a Kendrick stan.
It's, what's his name? What's his City's player? Why can't I think of him? Erling Haaland's favourite song. Be humble. Huh? Huh? You wouldn't get that, but
no, I don't.
Some people did get that, and it's very good.
Cool.
SZA is also going to perform with Kendrick. That's been established and announced. She's going on tour with them. They have about 4 or 5 collaborations at this stage.
Oh, yeah, that's a safe bet.
Guessing that this has got to be their most successful.
True.
I don't know.
5 together.
Yeah.
You think she'll come out?
Oh, she is. That's confirmed.
Oh, that's confirmed. Dead.
Yeah. From, as I said, one of the earlier albums, this probably the one that really set him on his way to fame. It's Money Trees from way back in the early days. And I've been hustling all day. This way, better way. Through canals and alleyways. Just to say, Money Trees is the perfect place to shade. And that's just how I feel. From the most recent album, I have Aisling on board with this song. It's the biggest song so far in streaming platforms from the new album. He's going to have to perform Squabble Up.
Yes!
Man, don't let me know what the Squabble Up. 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 Squabble Up.
Why is that a yes? He says the same thing.
No, there's other really better bits of the song.
That's like the hook, but the whole song is so
good. That is crap.
No, it's actually a great song.
Is it?
Give it a chance. If Aisling's saying it, come on.
Squabble Up.
It's so fun. And obviously, 2024 was huge for him. This kind of rap battle, the digs and the disses between him and Drake.
He will 100% plan. He has to.
Led to his most successful song yet, which is Not Like Us, and it won him a ton of Grammys last weekend. If he doesn't finish on this, I'll be disappointed.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
They not like us. They not like us.
I'm just picturing Drake sitting at home, watching the Super Bowl, turning it off for the halftime show.
Seething.
Absolutely seething. The man's won Grammys at a diss track.
He's had the best week of his career.
And
Drake is like all at my expense.
I'm just so happy for him. Like, not that I need to be happy for Kendrick Lamar, but like, he's always been there and always been so prestigious. He won a Pulitzer Prize for like one of his albums a few years ago. You'd never really hear about that in rap. How did you describe him the other day? Sophisticated.
Mm. I like
it's really sophisticated rap.
I like the music video he did in Stephen's Green. That was good. Yeah. I enjoyed that. And I also think he could potentially sing Bad Blood because Taylor Swift will be there.
Oh, that'd be a good shout, too.
It'd be really cool to do the hook of that, even like his verse.
But she could come out, you never know.
Oh, it's all to play for. And they're really good friends as well.
Yeah.
You're on Spin.
Just been chatting about the Super Bowls on this Sunday over in America. And we've set Emma a challenge to name five songs she predicts Kendrick Lamar is going to play in his halftime show performance. And we got a voice note in from Alana.
Talking about the Super Bowl, I couldn't care less about American football because I don't understand it. Did you see last year that SpongeBob SquarePants does a children's version of the Super Bowl and like commentates it with Patrick? They explain to you the rules and like they put all these animations when someone scores a touchdown and Patrick and SpongeBob are like in the commentary box.
Oh, wow.
And it's the best thing I've ever seen. It's class and it's the only thing I will be watching if I watch the Super Bowl on Sunday. Coverage.
I'd actually enjoy that because it might teach me a thing or two about the Super Bowl.
It's on Nickelodeon. I watched a good chunk of it. I talked about this last year.
Yeah, I remember.
Deadly.
Yeah,
and they did like slime things and all. It was class.
Well, apparently there's a clip here and this gives you an idea. Sandy from SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah, the
explaining
squirrel.
The rules. Yeah, that's the squirrel
in the helmet. The astronaut helmet.
To make it to this Bikini Bottom Super Bowl, your team needs a super quarterback. The quarterback for San Francisco is from Arizona. The quarterback for Kansas City is from Texas.
It's a fun thing to do. And it gets kids like involved in it as well or whatever. But
it was amazing how they did it as well.
It was so good
in real time.
It was all virtual reality, I think. Yeah, so impressive.
You'd imagine like the houses in America. You've got the parents in the kitchen watching on the telly there and the kids are inside. That's a good way
very
to do
cool.
it.
I think they're doing other things like that. I think like they had the Simpsons on at one stage doing it and things
very
like that.
Good.
So yeah.
That's class.
It's really exciting.
Very smart.
Fully charged. Every day we're spin. Let's go.
Welcome to Friday morning.
Oh, welcome to the weekend.
Hello.
Thank God for that. Lads, I feel like we talked about this on the show before. We've talked about the smoothies that we get into the office. We get them every like week or every 2 weeks or whatever. And
we're very lucky to be getting them, in fairness.
Yeah, they're not really even smoothies. They're kind of juices, aren't they?
Yeah,
and
they're yummy.
They come in like little bottles and they're put in the fridge or whatever. And it's just to kind of, you know, be healthy in the office or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like the day has finally come when the novelty has worn off.
Why did you say that now?
The reason I say that is because you have the juices arriving on, like, say, a Wednesday, okay? They'd be gone by Friday.
They would.
They would be absolutely all, like, people come in and, like,
fleece.
People come in and fleece the place. Like, take them and put them in their bag and stuff like that. It's not just us as well. It's, like, the podcasters and it's, like, you know.
Everybody's
well. Everyone's
doing. We really don't get a lot of free things.
We don't get a lot of free stuff.
We get juices every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we get very excited.
And it makes people go insane. I just went up there today and there's just so much juice.
Stop.
But, like, not new juice. You know what I mean?
Same juice.
I think the novelty's worn off.
Wow.
I think people are just finally like, yeah, that's just normal, isn't it? Now, if you took it away, people would go insane.
Oh, you'd go mad.
But I think the novelty is worn off. There's just loads there.
When they first arrived, like when we started getting them, there would be an orange juice or an apple juice left by lunchtime on Wednesday.
Yeah, they'd be
top
tier.
But there'd be like a mango left by a Friday, maybe one or two, and a couple of those like shots.
Yeah, the beetroot shots and all. Yeah.
I'm delighted. I'm actually going to go up now and fleece the place now.
There you go. But I think this could be the very first time that we got juices where they could go out of date.
Oh, don't even. Don't go there, Dave.
Too much. You don't want waste either.
I know. Lads, you're never going to believe it. Brits are at it again.
In this music.
I don't know why I gasped.
I want to talk about celebrities and they need to be stopped, right?
British celebrities.
Mainly their relationship. It's just getting weird.
Is Hugh Grant on the list?
Hugh Grant is not on the list. But who is on the list is Georgia Toffolo. Okay, I don't know if you remember. She was in The Jungle years ago. Nice girl. Massive Tory.
Is she called Toff?
tough. She is called tough. Well done.
Massive tour.
Massive tour.
She's a real LinkedIn head since she came out of the jungle about 10 years ago.
Weird.
Her fella created Brewdog and they have a bit of a weird relationship. And I remember watching TikToks of the two of them and I watched it going, no, they can't be for real. But it seems like they are. One of the things they talked about in the past is work-life balance. You may be surprised to hear they don't agree with it.
Oh, right.
Have a listen.
So I just think the whole concept of work-life balance was invented by people who hate the work that they do. So if you love what you do, you don't need work-life balance, you need work-life integration.
It's so true. And when I met James, I was quite taken aback at how aligned we are on the stuff. And one of those is lack of work-life balance, but in a really beautiful way.
Lack of work-life balance, but in a really beautiful way.
Oh, shut up.
God, couldn't believe it.
Oh my God, massive capitalist.
It's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, recently Toph uploaded a video talking about her relationship with her fella, and this is a new thing to me. They think it's something completely normal. They review each other every quarter.
Ooh. Oh no, every quarter's
every
corporate.
Every quarter. It's a Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4 thing. And she describes it, and I think she thinks, like, this is a cool thing, right? Have a listen.
My fiancé and I do a quarterly review of our relationship. We tell each other what we love about each other. Number two, we talk about things that we love about our relationship. Number three, this is the savage one. We talk about things that maybe we could do better or feedback that we would like to give.
Like we do things in queues as a joke.
Yeah.
Like on the show. On the show.
Yes.
But like every 6 months in the business, in our business, we have to review ourselves and I hate it. Like, imagine my girl from Pippa turning to me and just saying, okay, so the last quarter was good. You know, next quarter we have some things to work on. The diet, you know what I mean?
Some and feedback.
Some feedback. I would go mad. And why does she do this? Well,
I feel like if you don't nip in the bud these tiny, completely irrelevant little things like I don't like your lip balm, they can turn into bigger, major things that actually could affect your relationship.
Just what I was just kind of saying, like, look, open communication is really positive. Doing it like a business plan is not, I don't think, healthy or cool. But like, you know, giving feedback on how we're all getting on in this relationship is obviously a healthy thing. But to say that lip balm is going to be the cause of the problem.
Every quarter, though. Like, and she also said tiny, irrelevant, meaningless things.
Yeah, so then get over it.
So get over it. They're obviously something to you. So yeah, that's Toph and our fella. But then I saw a post about that guy, Jake Humphries, BBC presenter. He does like a lot of football and stuff like that. Real like lad.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He's, you know, I do like him, but he's very corporate. He's very official. He's very LinkedIn. And he wrote on his LinkedIn post, and this was on Twitter. I do not follow Jake Humphries on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
People were slagging him on Twitter. I met my awesome wife 25 years ago, he says, but this week we decided to do something we haven't done before. With the kids away at a sleepover, we went for dinner at a lovely local pub and a really honest chat about how we found 2024. It wasn't a year without its challenges. So we went for some amazing tapas, a few drinks, and asked ourselves these questions. Where did 2024 miss the mark for you?
Oh, stop.
Where did you feel let down by me? What does a great 2025 look like for our family, and how can I help?
Oh.
What are the things that currently light you up? What are we in the habit of still doing that no longer serves you and we should drop? I'll be honest, I wouldn't want every romantic dinner to be like this. Laughing emoji. But they prove to be really helpful questions amidst our busy lives. As Walter Winchell so wonderfully put it, never above you, never below you, always beside you. Shut up, Jake.
Like, there's something to be said for, again, open communication. I'm all for it. But the language there is...
It's so business. It's like treating your... Like a boss. Like treating your other half like a boss.
And it kind of screams like actually a lack of communication. Totally. That you have to like prescribe this really clinical meeting.
And have a time. Set a time.
Yeah. And I think the worst part of it all is they think they're proper inspirational. Like everyone's going to be like...
Scarlett.
Oh my God. Repost.
I've got to do this in my relationship.
Maybe we should sit down and actually have a chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Love Island.
But I was telling you just after 7 o'clock that last night I was at a sleepover.
Aren't you so cute?
I know. Honestly, why do sleepovers with the girls never lose their fun? Anyway, the reason was it's my friend's 30th birthday and I've been kind of keeping this whole storyline to myself all week because there's a lot of surprises going on, a lot of lies being told, a lot of storylines to keep up with. And before I go any further, I want you to have a think and get in touch with us. because we want to know, when did you nearly spoil a surprise? Okay,
it's like
a hard thing to keep to yourself sometimes, and sometimes when there's loads of moving parts, it can be easy to slip up.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you nearly spoil a surprise? Get in touch on WhatsApp, your voice notes or your messages. 087-711-103 is our number. So I have been assured that my friend Blonith is not near a radio, and I'm trusting you listening with this, in case you follow Blonith online or anything, that you won't be messaging her with any information. Because as it stands, she knows that she's going to the airport in an hour. She's getting picked up at 9 o'clock by a taxi, and she doesn't know where she's going.
Okay.
Okay? And she was only told in the first place that anything was happening for her birthday on Wednesday. She's 30 tomorrow, and up until the other day, she just kind of thought nothing big was happening, and that's fine.
Was she told to keep the day free or anything?
She was told to keep the day free, and I think what she maybe would have guessed was that her family and herself were maybe going to Killarney for
the
weekend.
Somewhere down
or
the
something
country.
Like that, with like a very small group. Little does she know what lays ahead today, and little did she know last night that we were all in her house to surprise her for this girly sleepover, and it was lovely.
Cute.
Grand. So here we're at now. My friend Aveen, who's Blonna's sister, has been so lost and confused about what story she's been spouting to different people over the last week that when she's like out with Blonith or they're like in the car together or whatever, they're in Liffey Valley, she'd be ringing saying, wait now, what have I told you? She's asking about you. Okay, Grant. Oh, Jesus. Why did I make this so confusing?
That's so funny.
But anyway, Grant, all hands on deck.
Yeah.
She now thinks, see, there's more surprises to come today. Again, you listening, I'm trusting you on this. Please don't message Blonith, okay? She thinks it's just the gang, as in the three girls, me and my sister and her best friend that were there last night, and her family going. That's it.
Right.
Little does she know, as we're sitting in Terminal 1 later on today, floods of her aunties and uncles are going to start coming.
Oh,
stop.
My God.
That's adorable.
The family, about 30.
Whoa.
30 for 30.
And like all Brilliant. Like family are flying over from like the Netherlands. Like it's really big.
Dear God.
She's going to be an emotional mess. But anyway, my parents left Cork Airport this morning. They've just landed in Amsterdam. So she doesn't know my parents are coming. We'd be really close family friends. She'll be emotional to see them.
I didn't even know your parents were going.
That'd be great. Grand anyway. And there's a group set up from ages ago. Do you know the way we do the island trips where my family friends and the Aven and Blonith and her their family, we'd always go away together in the summer and do an island. So that group has been quiet because obviously there's a different secret group set up for this whole event this weekend and this trip. Until last Sunday. I literally had just sat into the car and I wasn't driving, and thank the Lord I had my phone in hand, because up pops a message from my mother who says, hello, bracket, hello, as they say in the Netherlands.
No.
I'm sitting here thinking, for our trip to Amsterdam next week, would anyone like to join me? Because I'm booking tickets to the Van Gogh Museum. Art easel emoji. Art easel emoji.
Oh my God, Katie.
I say, hey Siri, ring my mom. I say, mom, what are you doing? Blonda doesn't know about this. And she said, oh, for sake. Why did nobody tell me it's a how do I delete it? I'm crying out loud. Why did nobody tell me this?
Surprise.
I don't know how she didn't tell this. And she was panicking. Then she was like, oh, Susan's ringing me now. And she was like, oh, how would I was hold it down and press delete, blah, 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 blah. Oh, for crying out loud.
The worst thing is to delete for everyone or delete for just me.
Delete for just me.
Give it 2 seconds. My boyfriend Jack is ringing me from the UK, who's in that group and like isn't even coming on this trip, and was like, has Katie just thrown the cat out of the bag? Anyway, she got away with it. We're still in a situation where she doesn't know, and
oh
just
my God.
It's a lucky situation where Blonna didn't happen to have her phone in hand, because that would have popped up and that would have been game over. So here we're at. Now I'm trusting you listening not to mess things up anymore. But anyway, here we are, and I'm heading off to Amsterdam later on with the gang. But when did you nearly spoil a surprise?
I like this.
It's a lot of pressure to keep a secret. It's a lot of tough work when you're spinning loads of different webs to cover something up. So would love to hear from you on this. When did you nearly spoil a surprise? Get your voice notes over to us on 087 711 1038 or just WhatsApp up. I was just telling you, I'm heading away today on a trip to Amsterdam because it's my friend's 30th. And just to say again, she's been kept in the dark about this whole trip. She knows at this point she's going to the airport. She doesn't know where, etc., etc., etc. And all the lies for the last few weeks to try and keep things down while my friend, her sister, has been organising this. My mom nearly let the cat out of the bag the other day by writing into the group being like, hello, or hello,
hello.
As they say in Amsterdam. I'm going to book some tickets to the Van Gogh Museum. Anyone want to come? And it was like, delete it, quick.
How do you say shut up, Katie, in Dutch?
Anyway, with that in mind, we're asking you this morning, when did you nearly spoil a surprise? 087 711 103 is your number for your voice notes.
Well, this is bringing back very recent memories for me, and in a few minutes' time, I will tell you how a person almost spoiled my engagement, not once, but twice.
Oh, no.
I only found out about the second time about 2 weeks ago. And yeah, the stakes were very, very high for
oh
that one.
Oh, my God.
Were they sweating?
Absolutely sweating.
Okay. This morning on the show, we want to know when you nearly spoiled a surprise on someone.
I have never actually done it, but I know my family have. My family are, on both sides, terrible
okay.
for this.
Really?
Absolutely terrible. We had a surprise birthday party for my dad's, like, I want to say my dad's like 40th or something. And he went in and it was like upstairs in like our local golf club or whatever. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But for some reason, my cousin, and I hope he's listening, morning Rob, was walking downstairs. And so my dad walks into the reception area of the golf club, but there's nothing downstairs. There's nothing, like, there's no... I mean, there's a shop, but like yeah. the shop was closed because it was at night time. And so Rob's just kind of like walking around the downstairs area looking at the golf club or whatever. But the party's upstairs. Do you know what I mean?
Hiding.
His dad walks in, he's like, Rob, because this is out in Bettystown and Rob is from Clonsilla. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, why would Rob be in Bettystown?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So dad walks in and he's like, Rob? And Rob's like, oh, how are you doing? Yeah, it was just there, I mean, a client and we said we'd pop into the golf club. And dad was like, oh, okay. And I was like, now that was clever, Rob. That was very, very
yeah.
good. And so then up goes dad, up the stairs, big surprise. Everyone's like, oh, and dad hadn't a clue. And then Rob comes in after. He's like, thank God for that. You can just see him in the video kind of sneak past dad, be like, yeah, I was here the whole time.
Oh, God.
There was another one for dad's, I think dad's 50th. Guess what's coming in your 60th, dad? But I think for dad's 50th, there was a surprise. And his sister had texted him being like, what's the story with Friday night question mark? And he was like, luckily it was like a day after his birthday or something, you know, and he wasn't, he wouldn't even think about his birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was just like, what's the crack for Friday night? She was like, what's the crack for Friday night? He was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. She was like, sorry, wrong number. Ah, no, no problem, sis. She texts me then, what's the crack Friday night? I was like, just arrive.
Yeah,
I'm giving you the address. I'm giving you the address. Just go there.
Stephen is standing by there. When did you almost spoil a surprise, Stephen?
10 years ago. I was planning, before we had kids, I booked Brussels for New Year for me and the wife. But a couple of weeks before that, we were going to the Christmas markets in Cologne. And a couple of days before that, she was asking how much money we should bring to Cologne.
Mm.
And I says, well, look, split Cologne 50-50 and I'll pay for all the spending money in Brussels. And she said, what are you talking about, Brussels? And I went, sorry, I'm a bit confused. And then that was it. The cat was in the bag.
Oh, no.
So did she cop then?
Yeah, she knew. See, she knew we were going away. She just didn't know where.
Ah, flip.
Oh, for God's sake. That's so annoying. I think you were so angry at yourself, Stephen, were you?
I know, yeah.
You were caught off guard.
Just a momentary...
A memory lapse,
brain lapse.
Concentration. It happens sometimes.
So
it
annoying.
Really does.
Yeah.
Thanks, Stephen.
Appreciate it, Stephen. Have a
no
good
problem,
one.
Thanks.
Good
bye
luck.
Bye-bye.
I was telling you there, one person almost spoiled my engagement twice. And it was a very perfect mix of like your Dave's surprise being ruined and Emma, your mom ruining the surprise and your friend. Because Alex, my now fiance, when he was proposing, he planned for a big gang of my friends to be in the apartment afterwards as a big surprise. So we thought we were going out for dinner and we came home and there was like 20 people there and it was brilliant. And I had no idea in the end, which was great. But about 2 weeks before, I was on the phone to my friend who was living abroad at the time but coming home the week of the surprise. And she goes, what's the story with the 19th?
Oh, no.
And I was like... The 19th? She said, yeah, yeah. And then I was like, I don't know. And she goes, well, the girl said, keep the 19th free. And Alex was in the room when I was on the phone and he could hear.
Oh, my
and
God.
And he immediately texted the friend who's kind of in charge being like, she's going to ruin the surprise. She is going to ruin it. She didn't even know it was the engagement. She just knew.
But in fairness, that's
happening.
A problem from the beginning that someone didn't inform her.
Yeah. Exactly. So anyway, she nearly ruined it then, but I hadn't a clue. Then, and I only found this out about a week ago, the day of. We were all planning on going to London a couple of weeks later for a different friend's engagement party. And I was obviously in that group chat, but there was a different group chat for my engagement surprise. And she messaged in the friend's one that I was in saying, just getting the bus into town now, girls should be in at whatever time. And like, if she was coming into town and I didn't know, like that would have been so
weird,
bizarre.
Yeah,
and literally she said she put it into the group chat and then immediately got about six messages. Delete that, Eber! Delete!
Oh my God.
God, yeah. The panic.
Hilarious.
Is she okay?
Yeah. I actually felt more sorry for her, do you know, of anything. And I was just, la-di-da, I got engaged. So I wasn't on my phone.
Thank God you are never on your phone.
So funny.
Yeah, you literally are never on your phone.
I'm screwed if there's ever a surprise for me. Do you know what I mean? I'm screwed because my phone is always in my hand.
I've never got a blue tick. You never get a blue tick as quick as you get one from David Hammond.
Honestly.
Yeah, straight away.
Straight away.
If I don't hear from Dave back in 10 minutes, I'm like, something serious happens here. Or yeah, he either hates me or like call the local hospitals and check he's okay because this is strange.
Or I'm asleep.
Yeah, well, that's true too. Yeah.
We got some more stories about people whose engagements were almost ruined, and Aoife's up first.
Husband nearly ruined our engagement surprise. He was talking to his aunties on his phone because we were going over to England, and he basically said about getting engaged, and I heard it and I had asked, and he was like, no, you heard wrong, Aoife, we're not, and all. And then when we were going over, I had to be like, are we getting engaged? And he was like, no, I'm not ready for that, we're only this age, it's not happening. He completely turned me off, but we did get engaged. He nearly ruined our own engagement. Oh, but also God. My family kept saying, who needs a lift? We'll give you a lift home from the airport. It was very suspicious. They never offered to give a lift home from the airport.
You make your own way home from the airport.
The second
so
you hear
funny.
It, do you want a lift from the airport? You're like, something's going on.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Something big.
I totally get that as well. I'm like, why are you being so nice to me? It should cost me a fortune.
Why do you want to see me?
Another Ashling was in touch, Ash.
So just over 2 years ago, it was my birthday, and I knew I was going to get engaged at some stage, but, you know, the date hadn't been set. And my son came into my room, and he was about like 7 years old at the time. And he's like, Mommy, I know what you're getting for your birthday. And I was like, oh, what are you get? What am I getting? And he's like, slippers. And I was like, slippers. Oh, that's so lovely. And then he said, and a ring. And I was like, oh, right. Oh. And so for the whole day, I was going around telling everybody that I was going to get engaged. And of course, I did.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, what a little brat.
I hate that.
I know. Sorry, why was the child told about this? Don't tell the 7-year-olds.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so annoying.
That's so annoying.
But honestly, with that kid, you're like forever, like, I love you, but also you're the person. You're the one that ruined
that
it.
Special moment.
Let's go, go, go.
Here I go. Fully charged.
Hello. Good morning. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
Hello.
Hey. This has been gas now because Emma's flying away. She's going on a little trip away with her mates and family and all that kind of crack. Like later on today.
Yes,
but you've been freaked out that you weren't going to make the flight, and we've had to plan now and for Monday's show.
Monday's
show is already planned.
Normally, our after show meeting, we'd be sitting down talking ideas and stuff. So,
what did you do for the last 5 minutes? Because we planned Monday. That's what we did.
It's going to be a great show by the looks of things, lads.
It's going to be a very good show. Very good show.
No, the flight leaves Dublin at 12:10.
Okay.
So we're obviously on air till 10:00.
Ah.
It's a little bit tight.
That is like...
It's a little bit tight when you look at it like from the 1980s standpoint of you should be in the airport 2 hours before a flight.
Yeah.
You can be in the airport 40 seconds before a flight. If you make the flight, it's fine.
I don't know, Dave. It doesn't really sit well with me now, that kind of rushing.
I think an hour and a half you can get away with these days, but Friday afternoon now is tricky.
That's what I'm thinking.
Very busy.
Yeah.
I live in Santry. I live five minutes.
Stop bragging.
No. look at me.
No one's bragging.
I live in Santry. I'm a stone's throw from the airport.
I'm 5 minutes away from the airport, and when I tell you, Emma, I have left my apartment an hour due before my flight departure. I have gotten the bus. Even the bus, not even a car. I got on the bus, walked through the airport, walked through security, and just walked directly onto the flight.
That's amazing. Class.
I did not stop.
Come
you
here.
Can do it.
You told me something on a night out before, and I've been meaning to follow up with you. So I'm going to ask now, because I've been meaning to ask you for ages. What's this WhatsApp thing you said you can do when you're getting a flight?
Yeah, so you can set up, and you can do it on the Dublin Airport website. We'll do it in the next couple of songs, where you find your flight, say to WhatsApp, track my flight, and then it will send you text. It's something that the airport does, so it tells you what gate you're at, when it's closing, when
just
it's boarding.
Have you heard of this before?
This is unbelievable. Yeah. I haven't heard of this.
You just text the airport and the airport texts you back. They're my best friends on WhatsApp.
How does he know how to do everything?
I don't understand.
anything. So literally, you'd be standing there, like sitting down, having a drink, going, "Oh, I'm just going to check a gate or whatever." Yeah. The Ryanair app is good for updating it or whatever.
And it's just there.
But in the meantime, it's just like, "Oh, there's WhatsApp from the airport. We better start moving, girls."
Dublin Airport now hate you because they've just got instantly a load of people they have to text back.
Well, I do. I think it's a robot, Dave. I don't think it's one man being like,
yeah, "Is that Marie at reception?" No. Callum wants to know what flight she's on. He's always texting.
You're on Spin. Last summer, we were on the hunt for some new talent to join us on the airwaves here at Spin. And for the last number of months, we're only halfway there. We've introduced you already to several brilliant radio presenters who've been taken on Sunday evenings. And they've kind of had a month shot at it each.
Yeah. They've been doing a great job.
Yeah, we've had Ashley, Sean so far.
Sean, yeah, I'm really, really enjoying this Sunday night show. It's only like an hour, but like it's very good.
Yeah.
I'm really liking it.
They get a bit of mentorship from producer Callum, God love them. Yeah. That's the only downside.
Don't do that.
It's good to build the confidence, get a bit of experience and see what happens next.
Yes.
Dip the toe in and all the rest.
Yeah.
So it's time to meet our brand new presenter who's taken over this Sunday.
There she is.
This is Spin. I need. On air with Chloe King.
Good morning, Chloe.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are we? Yay.
Welcome to the airwaves.
Oh, no.
You're just as energetic as us in the mornings. Usually people have an issue with that and they think we're putting it on, but we're not. We're always this energetic.
Morning,
and
people,
so are you.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've had a lot of coffee today.
Are you a morning person?
I think I am. I mean, I'm good at getting up in the morning, but like staying up, no.
Well, you need to go for a nap or something, is it?
Like a dark room, you know. Well, that works for breakfast, but not so much maybe for the evening show, which you're going to be taking on from Sunday.
Come here, Chloe. Let's just hear more about you. This is your first dip of the toe into the world of radio.
Yeah, no. I'm really excited, a bit nervous, you know yourself. But I think I kind of wanted to do this because I was like, you know, like I love having a bit of a yap, you know yourself.
Yeah.
You're a yapper.
I didn't know I'd get this far.
Chloe's faking it.
She's
too.
A fraud. Get her in. Yeah.
Faking it till you make
it.
I love it.
I'm kind of quaking in my boots looking at this girl.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she's in for all of us, to be honest with you.
Chloe, Dave, and Aisling.
Which one of them is Dave? As you've been kind of thinking about this, knowing this is coming for the last few months, do you get giddy every time you think about it? Or?
It keeps me up at night. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to say something. But I mean, like.
Well, we'd like you to say something.
Yeah. Crickets and tumbleweeds over here, but I mean, no, like, I don't really know what to say about them.
What do you like listening to? What do you enjoy? Like, what would you like to do a radio show on? Like, what's your vibe?
I don't know. I feel like with my friends and all, like, I kind of just talk about like what's going on in my life. I mean, I'm like
23 years old.
23, yeah. So like
having the crack.
Yeah. Where are you from, Chloe?
I'm from Malahide, but I live on the Malahide Road. So it kind of depends who I'm talking to. I'm
gotcha. Like, yeah, I'm from Malahide Road. You know.
So when the boss rang, you're like, yes, I'm from Malahide.
Yeah, you knew yourself. All the marbles in my mouth.
Marbles in my mouth.
We've had people taking on this Sunday evening slot who are teachers by day, people working for like makeup companies. So what's your story? What do you do?
So at the moment, I graduated from college in September.
Yay, well
so,
done.
Yeah, yeah, come here, woo.
What was your degree?
English with creative writing in UCD.
Savage.
So, no, I'm not very employable, to be honest.
That's why we
It's actually the personality. That's why I'm not very employable.
That's an excellent, just excellent sound. I'm not very employable. Yeah. You have no idea how.
Man with a hook just comes around and pulls me out of the room. I mean,
you have no idea how very much like the amount of people in radio who are not very employable. Me being one of them.
Yeah, so I graduated in September, and but before that, obviously over the summer, I was like, oh yeah, like I'm a yap, I could do that.
Yeah.
I went for a lot of sales positions, and they're like, yeah, I think you have like the gift of the gab, I think. And I was like, no, I don't know. I'd feel bad like ringing an old woman, being like, yeah, like would you like to buy like new windows or something? You know what I mean? Like, it's just very predatory.
That's how most window.
Don't buy windows.
I don't know a whole lot about windows, but I know they're. You'd be horrible people that fit.
You're
them.
Too cracked to be in sales, Mrs. Yeah, you're supposed to be in here.
Like, that's shy, don't worry.
But yeah,
I think
so,
you found your groove, girl.
Big
yeah,
time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you never know. I could.
Well, I think we're all going to be listening in on Sunday to see what the hell Chloe's going to be.
Don't put the pressure on me.
Any ideas about what your show's going to be like?
Well, hopefully a lot of energy, you know what I mean? But
where'll you get that from?
I don't know. I just don't have a lot. lot of it these days, so we'll see.
I like it. It sounds good. Well, I can't wait to hear it, and I'm sure even, like, you know, the rest of the world will be tuning in as well.
Perfect. Don't mess it up now, Chloe.
Yeah, no pressure at all, but if you mess this up, you will be fired.
Obviously, you're working with Callum, our very own.
Callum!
Yeah! I have a lot of fun.
I didn't like that. No, that gave me the ick.
No, no. I'll do it again. Do it again.
Oh, God. Yeah, I've got the ick now, too.
Oh, great.
Poor old Chloe. Really excited for you. You're a breath of fresh air. Have a ball with this.
Thank you. Thanks so much, guys. Great talking to you as well.
You too.
You're going to be class.
Beyonce and Texas Hold'em on Spin. Morning and welcome to the weekend.
Oh, what are you complaining about now?
It's been such a stressful week. I can't even listen to her anymore. I'm sick. Beyonce.
Oh my God, I thought you meant Emma. I was like, it's all coming out now.
Oh my God.
No.
Is there any need for that?
Never you. No, I'm annoyed now. I'm annoyed.
Go
because
on.
Beyonce's going on tour and it's really wrecked my head.
Yeah.
I'm a massive Beyonce fan. I try and go see her every single time she comes and I have succeeded on 9 occasions at seeing Beyonce.
Out of how many? Have you ever failed?
I've never failed, no. And honestly, I think until now. So I woke up on Monday morning to the news that Beyonce's going on tour with the country album Cowboy Carter. Emma was the one who broke the news to me. She sent me a message very early in the morning. Yeah! I was very excited. And then I was quickly reduced to a no-ha when I saw she released all dates in Feck all locations.
Do you know what? She obviously, was it the Renaissance World Tour? Was that the name of the last one?
The last one, yeah, 2 years ago.
And that was quite, there was a lot of dates there. I was like, how is she going to promise the same again? It's your whole life. It takes up your whole world. So I don't think it's a huge surprise that there's less dates, is it?
It was a lot of dates, but in the grand scheme of a world tour, it was actually very few. She only did Europe and America. Like, she didn't touch South or Central America or Asia. Like, loads of people got shafted.
Yeah, honestly, like, I thought after Taylor Swift's gigs, like, people would start, like, kind of artists would start pulling up their socks a little bit and being like, all right, we're going to have to do what Taylor does and go everywhere for 400 days.
It's proper Adele energy. I'll come to Munich to like, you know, be able to facilitate all of Europe. It's like, that's not how it works. People don't have the money to travel. Like,
I know, it's exactly that. Yeah. Like, back in the I Am Sasha Fierce days, Beyonce be all over the world. But anyway, she's older now, I suppose. She's not doing that. So,
she's older.
She is. She's like,
she's
got twins.
She can't be traveling, you know.
Three kids. She's in her 40s. She's probably wrecked. So you can imagine my disgust when 2 European cities were announced.
That's it.
4 nights in London, 2 nights in Paris, Europe done. Shin A, what the actual
Paris
hell.
And London.
Yeah. I have 2 trips planned for the whole rest of the year. I normally have like lots of big holidays and stuff. I have 2 short enough trips planned for the rest of the year. One of them is the second week of June, which is I'm going to Barcelona for a few days to the Primavera Music Festival.
Very cool.
The other is the last week in June when I'm going over to America to visit my American fiance Alex's family. The London dates are the second week of June and the Paris dates are the last week of June.
Oh, God.
So I can't go to any of the European dates.
Right.
Because they clash with my only holidays.
Just in case you weren't around for when she got the tickets to the Renaissance tour last year, like, she's an absolute nightmare when it comes to these
really
tickets.
Awesome.
Yeah. Like, as in, she stressed herself to the point where I'm like, this isn't enjoyable for you, Pet.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't nice.
I'm really trying to prepare to fail this time because now I'm left with only American dates to choose from.
Oh,
and
no.
Of the American dates, there's only 18 shows in America. She's only doing like 24 dates in total. So like, you're competing with the whole world here. It's going to be so hard.
I think America has a lot of people as well.
They could feel more.
Yeah. There's a lot of people, that might want tickets to Beyonce. So you could be under
that
pressure.
Too. Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to go to a Beyonce gig in America.
I really do.
Do you?
Yeah, I think it would be next level, and especially the country music. I think that would be so cool.
I was
cool
thinking
in
that
America.
As well. It's a Cowboys hat kind of situation.
Yeah.
It was all kind of silver dress to the last one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You had your gorgeous silver
like disco
dress
ball
last
vibe.
Time. And yeah, whereas this is going to be pure opera cowboy.
Yeah. So I actually really would love to go see her in America because I never have. And so I have a kind of a 7-pronged approach.
Okay.
Of course you do.
There's a few dates in America that I'm eyeing up. LA, New Jersey, Chicago, Houston. I'm sure we'll throw in Atlanta, Georgia as well. Why not?
Why Why not?
I've been able to get Beehive pre-sale codes for 3 dates.
Oh. Very good.
That's like the artist pre-sale. That is the first line of defence.
Can you get tickets for another country's gigs?
Oh, you can, yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Just go on to US Ticketmaster or whatever.
Okay.
So I've 2 dates in Chicago and the 1 Houston, Texas, because that would be so cool.
That'd be crazy.
Imagine it at Beyonce home, in Houston. Yeah. But no chance. Absolutely no chance of me getting it. If that fails, I've gotten Alex to text everyone he knows in America to look for a Verizon access code so I can get through the second line of defence and maybe get into the second round of pre-sales.
You've asked your fiancé who's American to text everyone he knows in America.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
If that fails, I've gotten my American fiancé Alex to text everyone he knows to see if they have a Citi credit card pre-sale. And if that fails, I'm in Gen Pop with the rest of the world.
Oh no, not Gen Pop.
Yeah, I know. So the Beehive pre-sale is next Tuesday. And after that, the rest of the week.
What time of the day? Is it on the show?
No, it'd be 6 p.m. because they're behind.
Oh, thank God.
I don't want to witness it again.
The whole show would become...
Yeah, it's a massive ick, I know.
It was a horrible day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was awful. And she wouldn't let people say what was on the stage because she didn't want these spoilers. Spoilers for a concert!
I know, it was ridiculous. And it's time for things to get competitive on the show. Once a week, myself, Dave and Aisling, we go head-to-head and a thing we like to call One More Tune.
I can't remember what I chose.
One More Tune.
Why do you always sing it?
One More Tune.
Here's the thing. We all have very different tastes in music. And once a week, we get to showcase our own personal interests with music in this particular way. You need to get voting for which song you want to win the week and play in full right before we close the show and launch the weekend. 087-711-103 is our number on WhatsApp. And you're voting for Emma, Dave or Aisling. It's a big weekend with Super Bowl Sunday on Sunday.
Of course. You and I was walking. Now I run again. Got the whole world talking. Everybody want to cut the legs off. Black man taking no loss.
Of course you want to hear more.
Be humble.
Loyalty. Of course you want to hear that in full. What an absolute banger. Kendrick Lamar and King Kunta. If you want to hear it in full, Emma in a WhatsApp, please. 087-711-103. Come on!
I couldn't possibly have gone for a different vibe.
More
of a different vibe. I went for this. She says, what? I wish that I could be Smith for Super Bowl 2026.
Said no one ever.
With that one song, Cool Kids. If you want that to play as the last song of the show, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
What you got, Ash?
I've gone for this. Just like fire, turn it up away. Pink.
Who is that?
I've got Pink. Pink. Yeah. And that song is called Just Like Fire. And if you want to hear it in full, it is Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Okay, come on. Kendrick Lamar, King Kunta, let's get it on the radio. That's Emma in a WhatsApp.
Echo Smith, Cool Kids, anybody? Dave in a WhatsApp.
Pink, Just Like Fire, Aisling to 087-711-1038.
Get voting now. I feel like we've great cracked this week.
That was fun.
Don't think there was a single flaw.
No,
not even a one.
Impeccable.
Not an iota of flaw.
Beautiful broadcasting, I would say, from all three of us.
Yep.
Yeah. And we were only here for 4 days as well, but you bet your bottom dollar I've got some worse bits. What a week it's been. Beyonce announced a world tour consisting of about 3 dates. The NFL is probably coming to Dublin. And it's the Super Bowl this weekend.
Woo.
Two NFLs should do
better.
Yeah,
you should.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week.
We're going speed dating next week.
Woo!
And I'll be good.
That's not a worst bit, that's a great bit. Dave shared his skincare routine this week, and it's questionable to say the least.
And I said, I don't want an energising face mask because I'll only be kept awake. I'll be up all night. She goes, David, it doesn't energise you, it energises your skin. And so I said, I haven't been moisturising at night because the only moisturiser I have at home is an energising moisturiser. And I've been saving it to do in the morning because I thought it would get me ready for the day.
Oh, God. Do you know what? That was one of your best.
That was one of my highlights, I think,
One of your best.
That was such a blonde moment.
Yeah, it wasn't it?
And the blonde tips are long gone.
Yeah.
Emma's becoming a dog mom, and here's all the things that she's purchased for the dog that she doesn't even have yet.
We have training treats. This is very important for training, so he can choose between salmon bites, chicken bites, or duck bites at the moment.
This is his cologne.
This is the first toy. It's he's black and white, so it's a black and white.
This is a toy that my niece Florence picked out for him.
Here we have a harness. I went for the lead that has the extendable bit. I have obviously a lovely blue bowl here for the food.
How much you just spent?
She won't reveal that.
I've spent 200 euro on him already.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Who knew the word riot and righteous should cause so much confusion?
No person shall behave in a righteous manner. What the hell does that mean?
What does righteous
mean? Doesn't that mean you're like...
Riotous, Dave.
Oh, riotous.
And you know what?
For God's sake.
That's fair enough, I think.
We're talking about the Dublin bus bylaws there, and Dave thought you can't act prim and proper on the bus.
Yeah, it can't be righteous.
Oh, God. Yeah.
My teachers are listening to this going, I can't believe he's gotten this far without dying.
And finally, Emma ran into terrible trouble just to try and welcome us to the show earlier in the week.
What's crack-a-lackin'?
Nope.
No, I wouldn't go there.
Right. Look, you tried something, it didn't work.
So try something new there.
What's a curtain? What's it?
No, I'm just doing
I know.
Again.
How you doing?
One more time.
God, I've never hated myself more.
What's crack-a-lackin'? Instantly. Nope.
Yeah, it's the nope that really gets me. And I've been producer Callum, and they have been the worst bits of this.
There were some good worst bits.
Okay. Final chance to vote. Come on! Where are me Kendrick Lamar fans? Let's get him on air. Playing the Super Bowl halftime show on Sunday. One of the classics, King Kunta, if you want to hear it full. Come on! Emma in a WhatsApp now, please. I'm begging you this time.
Or if you want to hear a future Super Bowl act, how about going for Echo Smith? Cool Kids, that is the song title I would like you to choose. It's Dave in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038.
Pink ever flown around the Super Bowl?
Yes, she has.
On her strings. Well, here's Pink. That song is called Just Like Fire, and it is my pick for one more tune this week. If you want to hear Pink this morning, it's Aisling to 087 711 1038.
Between Kendrick, Echo Smith, and Pink. Classicals.
I know what I want.
Right, I gotta go. Do you mind if I just kind of go now? Because I have to get a flight at 12 o'clock and I'm in the city centre and it's 10 to 10 and I'm a little bit freaked out.
Hey, if you're a taxi driver, pull up to Marconi House right now and you can have Emma Nolan in your taxi in 5 minutes.
Emma's been wearing a fur coat for the last 25 minutes. I'm like, yeah, I know you need to go.
I know.
And don't charge her too much, will you?
I've actually heard that Michaela isn't in, so they need us to stay on air for the next 5 hours.
And you're the only one
for you.
Who can do the buttons.
I'm off to Amsterdam for my friend's birthday, and I knew when I booked the flight that I was kind of risking things a little bit here. That anyway, we'll make it. It'll be fine, all good. But if there's a taxi around, pull up to Marconi House, please. Callum, what's the crack with one more tune?
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Kendrick Lamar and King Kunta. Dave went for Echo Smith and Cool Kids, and Aisling went for Pink, Just Like Fire. Aisling came last with 20% of that vote.
That's okay.
Dave was in the lead for a good period of time, but he comes second. Boom. With 30%, and around 50% is Emma Nolan.
Justice for Echo Smith.
Super Bowl Sunday. I'm so happy this is going on air. Kendrick Lamar is King Coon to have a fab weekend.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. I got a bone to pick. I don't want you monkey mouth, 'cause sitting in my throne again. It spins fully charged, recharged.